Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Why Am I So Happy? Paula Vale here. So happy to have you with us today. I am also the host of Choices, Finding Your Joy on WBTVN, All Women's Broadcast Television Network. So welcome, everyone, and to all my guests. I'm just so happy to have you with us today, and I'm so thrilled to share with you today just a beautiful young woman. I have with us Catherine Lorraine. She is a women's spiritual leadership coach, yoga and meditation teacher, and retreat facilitator. She is just fascinating. I am so happy to share her with you. Catherine, first off, I want to say welcome, honey. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Paula. It's such an honor to be here.
Oh, I'm just so happy to have you with us. And I will mention, Catherine has been on my television show as well. You can check that out at wbtvn.tv. So anyway, let's begin, Catherine. First off, give everyone a little bit of your background, if you would.
Sure, I'd love to. So my background, it really starts, you know, years back, going to just, I had a very high impact life with a lot of basically intense situations occurring. My life has really given me the opportunity to face the full human emotional spectrum, if you will. I have a wonderful mother that's my inspiration, that she was dealing with a lot of sickness at the time, cancer during my upbringing, and just like a lot of intense emotions going on all the time. And basically from that upbringing, I was submerged into dealing with a lot of ego, a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, you know, all the parts of life that, especially from a young age, we don't really know how to deal with. And kind of from that place, I've always been a very inquisitive and curious soul. I was in situations a lot of times where I didn't know what was going to happen next. And I was kind of forced to go in to constantly be in connection with this intuitive part of myself, even though I didn't really know what it was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, other forms of yoga and meditation were taught to me to kind of deal with these different anxieties and fears that would come up. And from these, the word trauma, I mean, it was high impact. That's what I would say. It led me into these spaces where I had no choice but to listen to these voices. And from that upbringing, a lot of desire was created, a lot of self-awareness. And I basically learned how to really tap into this part that's become the soul of my coaching, this idea of the higher self, a part of us that we all have. That's our greatest superpower. It literally is our greatest source of many times untapped potential. And as I learned to listen to this part of myself, I was guided to creating a life that is what I do now, helping others to find her, to listen to her, and to really hone in on this innate power that we have as women, as men, as everyone. It's all accessible to us. And learning the art of surpassing fear, getting past blockages, and intentionally creating a life of your greatest desires and finding your purpose and all these incredible things that, you know, through my life experience and all the carving that's happened to me, I've been able to really live into a life that's just beyond my greatest expectations.
I
love sharing this information with others.
I love it.
It's been a real dream come true. Yeah.
Oh, and you do share a lot about the divine feminine. For those out there that really don't have an understanding of what that is, tell us about that.
I'd love to. So the divine feminine, it's an energetic part of all the genders out there, whatever you identify as. We have masculine and feminine within us. However, in our current culture, the masculine way is very much what you see around you. The act of doing, it's penetrating, it's aggressive, it's taking action. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that when it's in balance, but we're at a place where it's out of balance. And the secrets of the divine feminine, the power that lies within her, are no longer talked about. And I feel there's this reawakening that's happening. And I'll speak from my own experience. The divine feminine is the art of tapping into the ability to create life itself. Femininity is all about, we have this incredible power to create life, whether it's physical life or creating the life of our greatest desires. That starts from tapping into this part of us that's all about surrendering to life, of fluidity, of sensuality, of being with this part that, though it's not mainstream yet, it's so needed for the evolution of women, of men, and for the world as a whole. We have to kind of find that balance again. And so being someone that was raised with a lot of masculine attributes, like I was a big doer because I wanted to create the best life for myself after all these things that happened to me. So I was constantly aggressively pursuing my dreams and resisting going with the flow. And I really didn't embrace this feminine side. And part of my studies have been understanding like what she is, what is the divine feminine, what are the aspects and what are the gifts that come when we actually allow ourselves to embrace this essential part of self. So hopefully that explains it pretty well. It's really this gorgeous, beautiful energy of surrender, of creation, of fluidity, of creativity, all the wonderful aspects of the feminine being.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And, you know, tapping into that and knowing our own creativity is, you know, and building is so beautiful in life and what we can manifest. Oh,
yes.
Gosh. Because it is possible, isn't it, to awaken that creative and intuitive, powerful force that we have within us. We all can do that.
Oh, yeah. It never goes away. It literally never goes away. It just gets covered. It can be covered by the more masculine attributes or beliefs that the feminine is weak, or there can be a lot of old limiting beliefs around this. But it's once we come back to our true nature, there's like a remembering. For the women I work with, it's like we kind of know it all along. And once we allow ourselves to go there, we're like, oh, I kind of figured there was some power here, but I wasn't sure how to go there. And once we do it, this new life force comes into our beings, this ability to be authentically ourselves, to be sensual and beautiful without the judgment or ego or manipulation that can sadly come in our masculine bound world. It's just this incredible freedom.
Yeah. What would you say to the listeners? What could they take as their first steps in doing this and connecting and
totally
opening up this creativity?
So I find with a lot of the women I work with, and for men too, this really information is accessible to everyone. But for the women I work with, it actually really starts with the reclaiming of the body. It usually starts with this, looking at yourself in the mirror and seeing your own inner and outer beauty. Being sweet and sensual with yourself, being gentle with yourself, starting to pay attention to your rhythms. You know, when you don't have that much energy, maybe it's a time to actually go in and meditate and be sweet with yourself or just relax. It's finding that balance of there is a time for the masculine to do and take action, and there's a time to come in and just embrace yourself, love yourself. Oh. And so with the body, there's a few practices I like to start with. There's one called, it's actually an Ayurvedic practice, which is the sister science of yoga, called Abhyanga. And it's this sweet massage and self-massage, and you can use sesame oil, coconut oil, whatever calls to you. And, you know, after a nice bath or a shower, you just give yourself a nice light massage where you're really embracing every single part of your body, especially any area where you feel a lot of judgment or shame, or maybe you're actually even scared to look at. It's first this act of embracing this physical body, this temple that you have, and to love it completely for the sake of self. Many times I find our bodies are, we validate them from others, or we try to look good for others, or whatever it is, it's different for everyone. But it's got to start from within. So it's this act of self-love and reclaiming your own physical form and loving it for who you are. That to me is one of the most essential acts of embracing this feminine, is just that surrender and embracement of the form that you're in and its beauty.
Yeah. And really surrender and trust is a huge key, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I think that's part of a big part of feminine is it's that receptivity, is trusting that everything that's meant for you, you can never lose. Mm-hmm. Whatever's meant for you is out there and it'll come. And when we go into that place of surrender, we don't have to push and resist to get what we want. Things flow to us with total ease. They come at the perfect time in the perfect form. And the feminine knows that. And so it brings this absolute surrender and absolute trust to our beings, which changes our physiology. The nerves start to relax. The face starts to relax. And we're just in this fluid, sweet movement with life. And the feminine, that's what teaches us that. But we don't have to aggressively go after everything. It'll all come.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And why would you say it is important to honor the divine feminine and explore its power now? Now is, we are in such a time, you know, to do that.
We are in such a time, yeah. I would say, there's so many reasons here, but truly I want to bring it how it comes to self first. It comes to self first because on an individual lesson, or like level and lesson, if you're not completely tapped into the divine feminine or are just in the beginning of your exploration, there's a huge untapped power that's within. The ability to trust life, the ability to love the body and the form you're in, the ability to fill your well and nurture yourself. And when we start there and we have that peace and that ease with life and we're flowing with the rhythms of nature, we're allowed to basically really spread that out effortlessly. So we're spreading that to our friends, our partners, our children, anyone we encounter. So when it starts on that level and we have that inner peace and balance, we inspire others to do the same, right? And that actually affects how we treat everything, from our planet, from the food we're eating, from the energies we're putting out into the conscious collective. That, starting within, changes the whole. And then we can go to those bigger levels of, yes, there's a need for massive change. Our planet, Mother Earth, is, of course, in need of some healing. And to me, she represents the divine feminine in every single way. Aww. She's in perfect balance, but if we can start to tap into that now, I think innately our actions will start to change. And it's starting to happen. We can see it in different movements, which is, you know, very uplifting to see. But imagine if, you know, the higher powers that be or that have such an impact on this world embrace their divine feminine. Imagine how that would change the conversations, how that would change how they walked in this world. You know, instead of just going straight to war, to aggressive, ego-based attacking, there would be room for listening. There would be room to really come together with our basic needs and how we can meet them. Because at the end of the day, I do believe we all have that essential sameness where we all want peace. We all want love.
Yes.
Maybe it's just a little covered up right now.
Yes.
So more than ever, it's like that. The action is to start with self. Mm-hmm. And then once you go there, the inspired action will spread globally. I really do believe that.
Oh, I love it, Catherine. I love it. That is just beautiful. And, you know, that's such a powerful statement. Let's talk a bit about our higher self. Tell us your thoughts about our higher self. And also, can we connect with, you know, can we be more aware of our higher self in our everyday lives?
Absolutely. So the higher self, the simplest definition I can think of when I explain it to my clients is it's you without fear. Your higher self is your essence. When there's no fear, there's no ego, there's no judgment. Who are you really? And that's your higher self. It's not even this like big, ethereal, far-off thing. It's like it's within you at all times. It's your intuition. It's your bliss. It's your joy. It's those just gut feelings of when you know what to do, when everything's flowing. And everyone at one point has had that experience when they're totally connected to their higher self.
Yes.
Not everyone has the same, you know, name for it, and that's okay. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is there is this essential part of you that's always guiding you towards your path, towards your calling, towards evolution and what you love. And the higher self embodies that perfect balance of divine feminine and masculine. It's not necessarily a 50-50, but at times there's a need for the feminine, at times there's a need for the masculine. And when you're tuned into the higher self, this you without fear, you know where to be. You know how to be with self. And there's just a flow that happens with life. And so there's many ways to connect with her. And it starts with first just the acknowledgement that this is within you.
Yes.
That it absolutely is more of your essential part, that the fears, the anxiety, the ego, that's not actually who you are. And there's some relief, I think, that comes with that. Of like, oh, that's not really me. One of the first tattoos I ever got was, I don't have too many at four, but they're all just these reminders. And my biggest one is this disidentify. So we can disidentify from the ego, from the fears. Like, that's not really you.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I disidentify, I'm like, oh, yeah, who am I really? Oh, I'm from love. And this creative being that's connected with this entire planet. Like, I am consciousness just experiencing itself. I'm so much greater than I think I am when I'm connected to that fear.
Yeah.
Like, we've got stars within us. And when I come back to this place, it can be as simple as like a meditation of I'll breathe into my heart and ask myself, okay, what do I really want to do right now? Or what's true mm-hmm. right now? I like to put my hands on my heart to connect to her. That to me is very helpful. I've heard, you know, some clients will put it onto their different chakras or places on their body or even the top of their head. That's how they connect. Or even a deep breath in of just like, what do I really want right now? What is true right now? Those are all ways to connect. Another big one is I suggest that my clients just follow those intuitive hits. When we get those little sparks of inspiration before fear comes in and says, do you really want to do that? Are you sure that's the way to go? Like, just go do it and see what happens. Like, just like play with it. And the more we listen to her, the more we really allow her to come through, the stronger our connection gets. So there's all these little tools and tricks. You know, another one's to dress like her. Like, how do you really want to show yourself to the world? How do you really want to dress? Being brave enough to go there, to really yes. walk through your day as your higher self. And what does that look like? And there's a huge power that comes with that, and a playfulness too. So lots of little tools and tricks, and ask yourself, how can I connect with my higher self and see what comes?
Yes.
See what, you know, comes through.
And that is so fun. And it really is mm-hmm. very exciting that the more we open up and be aware and, you know, do as you said, take a moment to think, what do I want to do, and know that our higher self is with us, the more intuition we're going to pick up on from our higher self.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because that can just grow and grow and manifest, and it can open the door to so many manifestations in our life, things we didn't even think would be possible.
Yeah, it's that pure potentiality that becomes just, it's limitless. And when we get out of fear and the limited thinking, we're connecting back to our higher self over and over again, the magic of life is so restored in our eyes. Like, we do start to see, just like you said, manifestation out of nowhere. And you're like, what? Like, I never would have put that together, because ego is so tied to the mind, fear is so tied to the mind, and it wants to, you know, figure out every future thing that could happen. But the mind can only put together what it knows from the past.
Yes.
And then we have this untapped power that's like, actually anything's possible. So let me make something up for you that you've never experienced before.
Yes.
Like, for me, I'd always rather choose that one. That sounds way more fun.
Yeah. I have a meditation / journey that I do with Reiki students. And we basically connect with what I call in the journey, our soul planner. You know, our higher self that goes with us from lifetime to lifetime. And we literally look at our soul planner, put our hand on, you know, reach out and put our hand on the heart of the soul planner, and the soul planner touches us and puts its hand on our heart, and we just share that love and that connection. And I just love that. It's so fun.
And do your students experience it? Do they feel it?
Yeah, yeah. It's my favorite meditation / journey that we do. We really enjoy it. But, you know, it just really opens us up to thinking. When we talk about our higher self, our soul planner, you know, our part of us that goes from lifetime to lifetime, that's, you know, connected to so much. You feel so good. You feel so supported. It's so beautiful.
I think that's one of the coolest realizations for myself and my clients is this relief that comes of like, oh my God, I'm never alone.
Yes.
Like, literally.
Yes.
Everything is actually working out for me. And those emotions of bliss and joy and ecstasy, like, that's actually where we're always being led to. And how many times do we feel almost a need to repress? And I find that's a big part of the divine feminine as well, is there's this repression or this need to hold back and not go there, when it's like your higher self is always going to lead you towards your bliss.
Mm-hmm.
Always going to lead you towards those higher frequency emotions, because I think that's also part of the evolution, is like these higher frequency emotions. Like, we know seriousness, we know having to work and all these like lower vibrations, and it's not working anymore. It's
yes.
really not. So it's like, can we allow ourselves, because it takes courage to expand into ecstasy, to expand into bliss, and to feel joy every single day, because
yes.
you can, because it's available and it's actually your true nature.
Yes, yes. And I love that you said, you know, raise our vibration, because that's what it does. Let's talk about
yeah.
that a moment, you know, the vibration
I
level.
Love
you. Oh, good. I love it. Yeah, because I get so excited about that, because that is
yes.
so powerful, that, you know, what we create and how, you know, our joy and happiness is brought to us based on the vibration we're in.
Absolutely. And I think it's one of the first things I go over with my clients is law of creation. Because whether you know it's happening or not, it's happening. And so, yes, we are vibrations. We are these frequencies, these energies. And what we put out there, we attract into our life. You know, our thoughts are not private. They are communicating with the energy, with the universe at all times. And so we are those magnets. It's anytime we are thinking something or feeling something, whatever vibration that's on, that's what we're calling in. And so, yes, when we tap into our higher self, we're going to these incredibly high vibrations, these high frequency, where love and bliss and all those beautiful things live, and whatever manifestations live on that realm too. So when you allow yourself to feel joy, you're calling that into your experience. You're creating this reality intentionally. And from there, that's where like these huge desires come into manifestation, whether it's living the life of your dreams to, you know, vacations, traveling, meeting
yeah.
all the right people at all the right times, or feeling inspired to go see a good band or whatever it is. It just, life becomes so rich and full of these frequencies that I think are what like life is all about. It's incredible. And we can feel that every single day if we want to.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that just so exciting and so wonderful? Just the fact to know that we're not alone, because challenges can come upon us in life and we feel like we're all alone with this, but we're not
yeah.
alone.
No, there's something years ago married myself. Like, I literally had a ceremony where I wanted to write myself vows. I wanted to get really clear on my intentions towards my being and why I'm here. And one of the vows I wrote is, it's okay to be lonely, but know that you're never alone. And that's something I still have to repeat now and then. I just tap into this fact that when I feel like no one's there, I feel that, you know, that sorrow that comes with it, it's like, that's of the mind. That's not even true. Like, lonely, it's okay to feel it, but what's truer is there is this huge source connection that is constantly, you know, there's angels or guides, whatever you believe in, that's always working with you. And all we have to do is open up our mind to tap into that. And there's such comfort with that. And there's such relief that you don't have to make it all happen. That's where, you know, the masculine is, you take that inspired action. You set the desire to take the inspired action. The feminine is like, okay, now I'm just going to receive it. However it wants to come in, I'm in this high frequency and I know it'll come in. I have that trust. And it'll just fill into the space. And it does bring this excitement into every moment of every day. Because not only are you not alone, you are creating your reality. There's so much power within you. You're not a victim of the circumstance. You're the greatest influencer of your own life. That's extreme power. And it's so much fun when you start to really play with it.
Oh, isn't that wonderful to know? You know, that you're your greatest influencer. Oh, that's a powerful statement. Oh, well, with that, Catherine, we're going to pop out for a break. This is just so fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying you so much. Everyone, Catherine and I. Oh, you're welcome, honey. Catherine and I will be right back. Don't go away. Hello, everyone. This is Paula Vale, founder of Wellness Inspired and host of the Why Am I So Happy show on BBS Radio. My passion is sharing the beautiful healing modality of Reiki with the world. I help you reach a new level of self-awareness and create a more confident and empowered version of yourself. Learn how Reiki will change your life. Go to wellnessinspired.com. When you live a life with love and compassion, you allow your blessings to manifest. Check out my Reiki training and Reiki practitioner mentoring program and look for my soon-to-be-released ebook, Why Am I So Happy? At wellnessinspired.com and the paulavnetwork.com. Big hugs to everyone. Paula V. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. If you're just popping in, I am here with Catherine Lorraine. She is just so fantastic. She's a spiritual leadership coach, yoga and meditation teacher, and retreat facilitator. And we've been having great discussion about the divine feminine, you know, opening up our creativity, our higher self. This is just all so fun. Our vibration. I'm having so much fun with you, Catherine. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
I love it. I would like, you know, on the line of what we were discussing about our higher self and, you know, connecting with our higher self and opening up our creativity and intuition, what would you say when we do have fear, when, you know, we're afraid to go forward? How do we surpass that fear when it shows up in our lives?
Yes. I'm so glad you asked. This is something I'm so passionate about because I've had a lot of fear in this lifetime. And I'll just tell you a quick story about my most recent experience with fear and how I put my own work to it and what happened. So basically I've moved back because my mom, as I mentioned earlier, she was diagnosed with cancer when I was growing up and she was in remission for 10 years. And this woman is an angel on earth. She is so strong and so phenomenal. And recently she was re-diagnosed and it kind of came out of the blue and we were all just pretty shocked. And so I moved right back home to go be with her. And the first few stages of it, this is a cancer that, plasma cell leukemia, you really don't hear much about it. She's a very rare case. And we were getting a lot of different, basically, diagnosis of, like, what we need to do, where we need to go. And we finally had a very scary meeting with one of the hospitals in the area where these doctors were. They were in a very emotional state as well. I mean, everyone was very unsure of what was going to happen. And it turned into this whole thing of like, do we need to be in treatment? Like, do we need to stay overnight? Do we need to be there for the weekend? It was a very frantic energy, right? And my mom is so strong and we were actually doing like Qigong moves together. Like, okay, let's just work with this energy and stay positive because she's always taught me the power of the mind and how that affects everything, especially the body. And basically after I don't want to even say how many hours we were at this place dealing with this. We finally got to go home. We, you know, acted from love and said, we're going to give it some time and we're going to just act from a place of trust and faith that what we need to do will happen in perfect timing. We don't need to act out of fear right now. So we went home. And that night I was just overcome with emotions. Like when I'm in it, I'm strong and I'm good. But once like the dust settles for a second, all these emotions start surging up. And so I found a way to get to sleep, and I had a very intense dream. So basically someone told me, like a guy told me, your mother is going to die very soon. I just need you to know. I woke up in total panic. Like my heart was beating beyond belief, and like all these old habits of anxiety. When I was younger, I'd get kind of panic attacks, and it started to build up, and I just started breathing. And I used, you know, that higher self, just that knowledge of, you're going to go into this. You're going to feel this fear completely. Because I do believe that emotion, fear, is actually a tool. There's actually great wisdom within there. And all we have to do, instead of repressing it or blocking it down or going to self-sabotage, is to be with it, to connect with a higher self and witness it. And that is what I did. So I connected with my higher self, and I felt the fear completely. I even let myself to go as far as to imagine a funeral taking place, to imagine like all those possibilities. So they were no longer just scattered in my brain, you know, causing disease in my body. I was like, let's go there.
Yeah.
And through this meditation, the emotion filled up my body. I cried, I felt it, and then I felt this incredible peace. Mm. It was just like my body like drained of the fear, and just love took over, because I allowed myself to come to full acceptance.
Yes.
I allowed myself to come to whatever needs to happen is going to happen, and I trust that. But the most important thing is right now we enjoy these moments, because no life is promised to anyone. And instead of living in fear every single day, I want to be able to feel this and be with her and treasure this life because of this, you know, in-depth emotion that I'm allowing myself to feel. And so since that night, I've taken that same type of witnessing perspective and transmutation of energy with all my clients. So when a fear is coming up for you, feel it. Connect with that higher self and say, how does this feel in my body? Where does it show up? Is it in the heart? Is it in my throat, my neck? Like, where do I carry stress? What are the thoughts that I'm too scared to think? Right. And can I just go there from a place of, okay, what if this was actually for the greater good?
Yes.
Right. What if this was all meant to be? And a lot of my clients say, well, I know my thoughts turn into things, so I don't want to make it happen. And it's like, but the emotion that's under thoughts is even more important, and it carries a higher vibration. So when you have this resistance and you're trying to block it back down, that's actually building an even bigger fear. And I do think fear is here to help us evolve, to help us gain more consciousness so we can use it as a tool. And so I'll guide them in meditations, like, let's go into this fear. Let's feel it completely. And what always seems to happen is emotion happens, crying, anger, and then this peace comes over us. It's like a relief of, oh my God, and it's emotion. I can just feel it. I can be with it. And everything's okay right now. So that's really kind of the tools I use to be with fear, is to be with it, accept it, and then go from there. Trust in your higher self. Take action from love. Nothing ever needs to be repressed. Right? It can be felt. We're so much stronger than we think we are. And I want my clients and I want everyone to know, it's like, if you can be unafraid to feel anything, there's great wisdom in your emotions. Your emotions are actually your internal compass. Your emotions are always going to point you to your true north, to your truth. So don't repress them. Be with them. Trust them. And take back your power.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I love that, Catherine. I love your sharing that story. Are there any other stories or experiences of yourself or others that you'd like to share with us? It's so powerful.
Sure. So another one that I come into a lot with a lot of my clients in terms of feeling, and this captures the higher self, the divine feminine, all of it. You know, I have one client in general who was so scared of being alone, so scared of never being enough, so scared of never having the partner in her life that she really wanted. You know, especially I have like clients that they have parents that come from divorce, or they haven't seen that healthy love or that longevity that, you know, we all, I think, crave within, but not enough of us have seen it. And so one of my clients that was so terrified of being alone for the rest of her life, we had a session and I asked her to go into it. I asked her, I was like, okay, let's just go into this fear and really play it out and be with it. And the resistance comes up when we go into these emotions. It's like, no, I don't want to go there. It's not worth it. Like, I don't even want to think about it. And, you know, she had the courage to go there. And I'll never forget, we went into this meditation of going into this fear of, I'm going to be alone forever. Which is, it was a very scary emotion for her. And she saw herself, you know, devoting herself to her work and never meeting the right person and dating app after dating app or date app, whatever it was. It just, it was heartbreak after heartbreak. And she was like, I just don't want to go there anymore. And we felt this fear completely. And we felt it where it was showing up in her body. Because it was actually causing her a lot of pain. Because even though she wasn't fully feeling it, yeah, it was showing up in her heart. It was showing up in her lower back, her neck. I mean, the body was just kind of suffering from her constantly closing up to the experience of love. Because at the end of the day, she had a deep desire for partnership. And that's why this fear was getting so strong. Because I believe when we have a desire, anything that stands in our way is going to get a little bit loud for the sake of we can be like, oh, I need to sort that one out. Because the universe is like, hey, you got to clear this obstacle if you want to bring this into your life. So it's always an opportunity. So every place in her body, every place where she was basically we were always crashing the plane before it would take off, right? Like she'd meet a new guy and instantly she could find everything that was wrong with this person, every way her heart could be broken. And when we went to this experience of living a life completely alone, she actually got a very strong message from her mother who had passed. Because her mother did live a life alone. And what was so incredible in this message, I was asking her, what was your mother's life like? And her mother had been one of the most loved people in the entire world. I mean, she had saved lives. She worked in the healthcare field. And my client said her funeral was the biggest funeral she has ever witnessed. I mean, she had such a large group of people loving, supporting, admiring this woman. And I think that was one of the most powerful messages, that what fear could tell you with a life alone, this woman had one of the strongest, most supportive communities that anyone could ever ask for. And this, and even now I still get goosebumps because the message came so clear to her. Oh my God, I'll never actually be alone. No matter what I do, whatever I devote my heart to, the right people will always come in.
Yes.
I'll have deep, sweet relationships, whether it's a partnership or a large community. Whatever's meant to be for me will be. And yes, it was just like this incredible example of when we allow ourselves to go there, the higher self, the forces that are always guiding us are coming in to be like, hey, let me show you the truth within this. Mm-hmm. Let me show you that there's actually never anything to be scared of. And so that, to this day, was one of the most powerful sessions. And now she has this, like, freedom of going into dates or, like, whatever it is. She no longer has this fear lingering. Mm-hmm. And that has changed her experience tenfold. So that's one of my favorite experiences that ever happened, about going into fear and letting the higher self, letting this inner trust that we all have just take flight when we're brave enough to go there.
Oh, I love it. That is just... That's such a great message. It really is. And you share so much with others. You help them so much with what you do. So I would really love to have you share with everyone information about your upcoming retreat, because I know that's going to be huge. Yeah. It's going to do so much for so many, Catherine.
Thank you. I'd love to. This retreat that I'm hosting is at this gorgeous resort in Panama. It's a luxury surf and yoga resort, and these people are so eco-conscious and integrity. They really embody the work that I do, and they're holding a space for people to come and transform, to be, to commune with nature, and to learn valuable lessons and have experiences for self that when they go on to this embodiment, this retreat, they will leave a different person. They will leave someone connected to their higher self. And the theme of this retreat that I'm leading is Awakening Divine Feminine. My soul sister and I, Justine Miller, who's an Ayurvedic counselor and yoga teacher and life coach, we are both focusing all of the practices that we use to awaken the Divine Feminine within others, to educate women on our health, our bodies, our emotions, and how to be with ourselves with all the gifts that we have. And it's really about awakening those inner gifts because as women, we are so blessed with these bodies, with these sources of intuition that it's just like, I just keep using the word, it's an untapped essential resource. It's incredible. And so everything will be geared towards taking all this time to focus on yourself, to be in your community where the intention is we're all going to grow together. We're going to share together. We're going to embrace that shared collective energy of sisterhood. And we're going to support and nourish each other to know our higher selves, to awaken the divine feminine within, and to carry that out into our lives. So this one intentional week will give experiences that will change the rest of your life, the trajectory of your life. And I'm really doing this because I've been blessed to be in many of these retreat experiences where when you're in a different atmosphere, when you're focusing all this attention and love to yourself and you're in a shared community that's there with that same foundation and those same goals, it's just a total catalyst for awakening. And this to me is the perfect way to do it, especially immersed in beautiful Mother Nature, where we can also surf and do yoga and meditate and do some rituals. It'll be absolutely profound, beautiful, and I think an embodiment of what the divine feminine looks like in action.
Oh, I love it. And when is it exactly? It's next year, correct?
Next year. So it's next March. It's the 11th through 17th. So it's a week, and everything's included. It's an all-inclusive. It'll be all Ayurvedic clean meals. Our days are full, and there's plenty of time for just relaxation, disconnecting, time to just be with whatever you want to do. So we really allow for some fluidity as well as some really potent experiences. So it's a good balance. And that week will really be, I think, something that will, like I already said, it'll change the trajectory of everyone's life that comes together. And from these retreats, we make, you know, soul sisters. It's usually a reconnection of people. It's like, oh, like we're supposed to be best friends.
Yes.
That's usually what happens. So that would be very, very cool.
Oh, it's going to be so fantastic. And I understand if the listeners mention today's show, they can even receive a discount.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. So just mention when you go to the site, awakenthedivinefeminine.com, you can register right there, fill out a questionnaire, or contact me and just mention the show. And we have a really nice discount that we're giving out to anyone that heard this, feels called to it. Really, at the end of the day, I want people to commit to this as soon as they can, if they feel called, because included with all of this is I'll be providing some life coaching services as part of the retreat. Justine will be providing some Ayurvedic counseling, so she'll be offering foods and cleanses to go on before you go that are specific to your body type. And we'll be doing a lot of group coaching and coming together before the retreat even takes place. So really, I want everyone to have a really full experience. And the sooner you say yes, the more you can come into this and start awakening this feminine part within you now, connecting to the higher self now. So we're really about giving as much value as we possibly can because we believe in this mission, like with our whole heart.
Yes. And I'm thinking, what a fun girlfriend trip that would be,
absolutely.
To go with a girlfriend experience this.
Absolutely. Invite a friend, bring them. I mean, it's this is the time to really have a really incredible experience with a girlfriend and to meet new ones. This is a profound way to take a vacation.
Yes.
Basically.
Would you say, Catherine, with the beautiful work that you're doing, would you say that you have found your passion in life?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. This is the practice that I do. My life has shaped me for this. And I'm so thankful for all those intense experiences I've had because they've allowed me to come to where I am today. And I think one of the most profound things about finding my calling is that it is available to everyone. It's just proof to me that we all have a dharma. We all have a life purpose. And when we live into that, everything becomes possible. Every day is a joy. Like, I wake up and I'm just like, I love my life. I can't wait for what's happened. I never feel like I'm working. It's my life's work and there's so much passion and energy. And part of finding my calling is I want to help others find theirs. Because when we know why we're here, when we're connected to our purpose, the fulfillment and the healing that happens in this world is beyond anything that could have happened in settling or going mm-hmm. into anything that's not truly what we're meant to be doing. And every experience has their lesson. So
yeah.
There's no regret, but there is a calling for everyone. And I deeply want each person to find that, because it's very available and your higher self is actually always leading you there.
Yeah.
And I feel very blessed to have found mine. And it started with that desire. It started with that, like, I wasn't willing to stay in a job I didn't love anymore. I wasn't willing to do anything where I wasn't living into my full potential. And because I went there, life was like, okay, here.
Yes.
This is what you're supposed to do. And I'm so blessed for how it's evolving.
Yes. Oh, with just a few minutes left in the show, what last words would you like to share with the listeners? What would you like them to think about after listening to the show?
What I'd like them to think about is to really tap into the divine feminine within them. That full expression of, you know, that goddess, that intuitive knowing, that trusting that everything they want they can have, and life can be easy and sweet and flowing if they want it to be, or exciting, all those other things. And I think even more importantly, is I want them to listen in to their own wisdom, to trust that they actually do know. I've actually asked my clients to stop saying, I don't know. Like, you actually do know. It's usually of just, what do I know? It's just a rephrasing of the question. What do I know right now? And check in, and you will be, I don't even want to say shocked, but the information will come. The wisdom will come.
Mm-hmm.
So even right now, if you're listening to this, what do I know? Connect with your heart. Who am I really? What is my higher self? And what is she saying to me right now? Start to listen to that. Start to trust that. That is your greatest force of power, and that will guide you to everywhere you wish to go. I can promise you that.
Oh, that is just such a beautiful, powerful message, Catherine.
And thank you.
It just makes you feel so good knowing that, you know, we aren't alone, and we all have that power within us. And it's just connecting and listening to that, isn't it?
Absolutely. And with, you know, within that being alone, it's knowing that, you know, and it's also very good to ask for help. We're also not meant to do this alone. And I think as a coach, my role is to really be a mirror for others, that help see them as their higher self, so they can feel that frequency, they can feel that energy, and they can respond from that place. And so being unafraid to lean in, that's part of the feminine, to reach into your community or to contact someone like myself or anyone else that comes to you that you think could support your evolution, go there. Allow yourself to go there. Be brave enough to go there, because that also sends that message to the universe that you're ready to tap into that. And so know that you know, and it's okay to ask for help, because you don't need to do this alone. So, of course, anyone that's listening to, I always offer a complimentary session, just so they can hear themselves, they can hear their higher self, and whether they continue with me or not, they get a great experience of what their higher self sounds like. And I think that's one of the greatest gifts I can give, is just to be that reflection.
Oh, that is so fantastic. So you offer a free first session for anyone.
Yes.
Oh, that is so fantastic, Catherine. I love that.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's all to reach me. They just have to go to my site, CatherineLorraine.com, and there's a link there. Or email me. I'm pretty accessible.
Yes.
So I'll absolutely get back to them.
You are just such a beautiful energy in the world. And, you know, the positive and caring energy that we put out there, and the information you share with so many, you're changing so many lives. I really want to just say thank you from the bottom of my heart, Catherine, for all that you
do. Thank you so much, Paula.
This has been
so great. As are you.
Thank you. And to all the listeners out there, thank you for joining us today. Love, hugs, blessings. Catherine loves love, hugs, blessings your way, dear.
Oh, thank you so much, Paula. I have so much love for you. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. Just to be in your energy is a true honor.
We are just a team, all of us. I love it. Goodbye. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you so much.